Chapter 15. Just One Peek. The idea that you can have an occasional peek at porn without being affected is a myth for two reasons. One, an ex-porn user who wants to have just one peek proves that they're not an ex-porn user, merely a porn user who is depriving themselves of something they still want. Two, someone who is truly and happily free from porn addiction doesn't have a need for just one peek. For porn users trying to quit, it's the thought of having a one-time special porn session that often prevents them from being able to quit. If they haven't yet dealt with their belief systems and brainwashing, porn users who are trying to abstain from porn using the willpower method might fantasize about having a special porn session after a long conference trip, a hard day at work, a fight with family, or if your partner rejects your request for sex. But there's no such thing as just one peek. Porn addiction is a chain reaction that will last the rest of your life unless it's broken. The belief that it's possible to have a random porn session after a period of abstinence usually sends the porn user right back into a long binge. Whenever you think about porn, you should see a lifetime spent masturbating in front of a screen creating hopelessness, frustration, anxiety, fear, and self-resentment. Good and bad times in life happen, with or without porn, but get it clearly in your mind. Porn isn't either good or bad. With porn, you're either in for a lifetime of misery or you quit and escape it. Ask any porn user. If you had the opportunity to go back to the time before you ever watched porn, knowing what you know now, would you have looked? The answer is, of course not. Yet every porn user has that choice every day of their life. Stop fooling yourself. You can quit porn, anybody can. It's ridiculously easy. But to do so, there are certain fundamentals to get clear in your mind. 1. There's nothing to give up, there is nothing you're depriving yourself of, there's no sacrifice to be made, and there's no need to fantasize about having just one peek. 2. With porn use, you're either in for a lifetime of addiction, or you're free and have no need for it at all. 3. There's nothing different about you, it isn't a matter of having strong willpower or not, and any user can find it easy to quit. Many porn users believe they have addictive personalities. This usually happens because of reading excessive amounts of shocking brain science. There's no such thing as an addictive personality. No one is born with a need to masturbate to video clips and become addicted to them. It's the stimulus that hooks you, not the nature of your character or personality. It's essential to remove this belief because if you believe you're the type of person who easily becomes addicted and finds it difficult to quit, you'll use this excuse to justify your vice. It's essential to remove all this brainwashing. Chapter 16. Casual porn users, teenagers, non-porn users. We tend to believe only heavy porn users are truly addicted and the casual porn user is better off. We hear casual porn users bragging. I can go all week without a session, it doesn't really bother me. We wish we were like that. The fact is, no porn user enjoys being a user. Never forget. Asterisk, no porn user ever decided to become one, casual or otherwise. Golfers brag about how often they can play. But why do porn users brag about how little they need to use porn? If less porn is the criterion for success, then surely the true accolade would be to use no porn at all. If someone said to you, I can go all week without carrots and it doesn't bother me in the slightest. You'd think you were talking to a nutcase. If I enjoyed carrots, why would I want to go all week without them? If I didn't enjoy them, why would I eat them at all? When a porn user makes a comment about surviving a week without a porn session, they're trying to convince both themselves and you that they don't have a problem. But there would be no need to make a statement like that if they didn't have a problem. Translated, this statement means, I managed to survive a whole week without porn. Like every porn user, they wish they could survive the rest of their lives with porn. Having been able to survive for only a week, can you imagine how precious the session must have been afterwards, having been depriving themselves for an entire week? This is why casual porn users are just as addicted as heavy porn users. With casual users, not only is the illusion of pleasure greater, but they have less incentive to quit because they spend less time watching porn and are therefore less vulnerable to health risks. They may occasionally experience porn-induced erectile dysfunction but are unsure what caused it and will probably blame it on other factors. Remember, The only pleasure porn users get is in the search and seek dopamine cycle and relieving the withdrawals from the previous porn sessions, as has already been explained. The pleasure derived is an illusion. If you have an itch, the natural tendency is to scratch it. As the brain's reward circuits become increasingly tolerant to dopamine and opiates, the natural tendency is to edge, escalate, binge, novelty seek, shock seek, etc., to procure the same amount of stimulation as before. It's easy to assume that heavy porn users are weak and incapable of limiting their porn intake. However, heavy porn users should keep in mind that most casual porn users are simply incapable of binging, lacking the imagination and stamina to do so. Some of these once-a-week porn users are just physically unable to do more because their jobs and commitments won't allow them to use porn more frequently. All you enjoy in porn is ending the craving that started before it, whether that's the almost imperceptible physical craving or the mental torture of not being allowed to scratch the itch you feel entitled to scratch. Internet porn is poison, because you only suffer the illusion of enjoying it after you've experienced a period of abstinence. When you're using it several times a day, you know it's destroying you, but you can't stop, so you start resenting yourself. Like hunger or thirst, the longer you suffer with the craving, the greater the pleasure when it's finally relieved. But it's a mistake to believe that porn is just a harmless habit. Many porn users think, if I can keep this habit down to a certain level, only using it on special occasions, my brain and body will accept it. Then I can keep using porn occasionally or even reduce my usage further if I want to. Don't believe this line of thinking. The habit doesn't exist. Porn is an addiction. The addict's natural tendency is to relieve the pain of withdrawal, not endure it. To hold your porn usage at a reduced level would require you to exercise tremendous amounts of discipline and willpower for the rest of your life, and you will surely fail due to the nature of willpower. Willpower fatigues just like a muscle, when exerted over a long duration. Your brain's reward center becomes more and more tolerant and numb to dopamine and opiates. It wants more and more, not less and less. As porn usage gradually raises the bar on what your brain considers stimulating, you'll become less and less able to manage life without regular porn sessions. At some point, one side will give in, either your brain's craving for stimulation with porn, or your self-imposed porn diet. One is a chemical process at the core of human behavior, designed over millions of years to incentivize reproductive action and propagation of humanity. The other side is your weakened willpower, sapped by widespread dopamine-induced brain receptor shutdown. Guess which side is going to win in the end? This is why, in the early days, we can use porn or leave it behind at will. If we notice something unwelcoming about it mentally or physically, we just stop. Don't envy someone who watches porn only once every 24 hours. To them, porn appears to be the most precious thing on earth, a forbidden fruit. For many years, this person will fight a tug of war with themselves, unable to stop using, yet frightened to use, even though they would like to. Look at this situation logically. Either there's a genuine value or pleasure in porn, or there isn't. If there is, why do we all experience this internal tug of war? Why are we jealous of people who have never been addicted to porn? On the other hand, if there's no genuine value or pleasure, why bother watching porn at all? Here is a case of a once-in-4 days porn user. I'm 40 years old. I've suffered porn-induced erectile dysfunction with real women. It's been a while since I had a full erection. Before going on the once-in-4 days porn diet, I used to sleep soundly through the night after using porn. Now I wake up every hour of the night, and it's all I can think about. Even when I'm asleep, I dream about my favorite video clips. On days after my scheduled porn session, I feel pretty down. My significant other would leave me alone because I'm so bad-tempered, and if she can't leave, she won't have me in the house. I go for jogs, but my mind's blurry and just wants another porn session. On the scheduled porn session day, I begin planning earlier in the night, getting very irritated if something disrupts my plans. I'll back out of conversations and give in to arguments at work and home just so I can get away and have my session. I remember occasions when I'd pick silly fights with my significant other. I wait for 10 o'clock, and when it arrives, my heart is beating so fast. I don't start the deed right away, as there are new videos that have been added, so I need to shop around. My mind tells me that since I've starved myself for 4 days, I deserve a special clip to finish with. Eventually I settle for one or two, but want it to last so that I can survive through the next 4 days. I make the porn session last at least a couple hours before finishing the deed. This poor man has no idea that he's treating himself with poison. First, suffering forbidden fruit syndrome, and then forcing his brain to flood with more dopamine. His dopamine receptors aren't as cut down as that of a heavy porn user, but he's doing a much better job of rewiring his brain to crave porn by searching for more novelty and edging in order to survive the next 4 days. You probably picture this man as a pathetic imbecile, but this isn't true. As a former athlete, ex-military sergeant, he didn't choose to become addicted to anything. However, upon returning from war, he trained as an IT technician in a veterans rehab program. After entering the civil workforce, he was a well-paid IT professional and was given a laptop to take his work home. Famous socialites had leaked their porn videos online and all his coworkers were talking about it. He started looking out of curiosity at first. Then he found all sorts of other videos to look at. Eventually, he was spending more and more time online after work. He worked out less. It was a lot easier to get dopamine by watching porn. His mental and physical state started to decline, and then the relationship problems started. This case is far from unique. There are tens of thousands of similar stories. If they knew, many of his friends and acquaintances would envy him for being a once-in-4-days man rather than a multiple-times-a-day man like them. If you think this couldn't happen to you, stop kidding yourself, it's already happening. Like other addicts, porn users lie to themselves often. They have to. Even casual porn users indulge more times than they'll admit to. Read Reddit, NoFap, and PMO rebooting forum stories from casual porn users and you'll find that they're either counting days or waiting to fail. You don't need to envy casual porn users or the once-in-4-days user. Being completely free is better than both. Take the following log. It started with a simple challenge to not touch my penis for a day and being unable to do it. Failing this simple challenge proved to me that I was still placing value in porn. I had to demolish my misconceptions about porn and see it for what it really is, a chain-looped addiction providing nothing but the next craving. I don't think about masturbation anymore, it doesn't cross my mind. That is possible, I promise you. Freedom awaits those who stop trying to quit with willpower and just allow themselves to believe in the truth. Teenagers are generally finding it more difficult to quit using porn, not because it's actually more difficult from an effort standpoint, but because they don't believe they're hooked. As we have seen, an attempt to quit will immediately prove them wrong. But I don't feel the need to quit because I actually enjoy it. You could hear this statement from any addict on the face of the earth when confronted about quitting their drug of choice. The brainwashing is very powerful. Getting free is easy. Once you see the answer, you have it, that porn is a trap, that you don't enjoy it, and you just need it to relieve the cycle of cravings caused by it. But you still have to choose to see the truth. Parents of children who loathe internet porn shouldn't have a false sense of security. All children loathe and are disgusted by porn at the beginning. At one point you did too. Don't be fooled by scare campaigns either, the trap is the same as it always was. Children don't know that internet porn is a super stimulus. They don't know that one peek, if unguarded, can cost them years of their lives. At some stage, they may be influenced by a partner, classmate, or work colleague who's already been watching porn. Misery loves company. It helps us rationalize an addiction when we see others enslaved to it like we are. Society's failure to prevent adolescents from becoming addicted to internet porn and other drugs is one of the most disturbing facets of addiction. Don't become complacent in this matter. It's necessary to protect adolescents. Their brains are much more susceptible to rewiring at their young age. A good resource on the neuroscience behind pornography addiction is the book Your Brain on Porn by Gary A. Wilson. Even if you only suspect that your child might be watching porn, read it. In any case, the book provides excellent guidance to assist in gaining understanding to help someone escape.